This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody, sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
Hi, could you ask your guest if it would be suitable for people with existing mobility problems? So we've been talking about the Feldenkrais method with Dr. Wildman and the workshop that's coming up in November. Amy brought up the issue about, you know, having someone with cerebral palsy who has had work and has used the Feldenkrais method, who has had mobility issues. What's it been like for you?
It's interesting, and I'm still learning a lot. And at times I find it really good, and at other times I find it really frustrating because you've got to try and conceptualize. Say I do a back stretch. I don't always remember to do it, but there's one where you've got to move your sternum, push it in, and lean forward at the same time.
So you're arching almost like a cat.
So you're kind of trying to push your spine out, because for people like me who've got a lower lumbar lordosis, which in layman's terms is a bent spine, it's useful to do that. But sometimes I really can't get everything functioning together because my body doesn't work in the usual usual sense. I often find it difficult to conceptualize what the fabulous Nina is asking me to do. But by the same token, at times when I'm lying in bed and stretching and trying to move and free up my body before I go to sleep, things just happen. Right. But then I can't always get that. So it's like ongoing kind of conversation with my body and my mind.
Right. And so it has had impact on you.
Oh, absolutely.
You possibly need to put maybe a bit more mental awareness and effort into trying to send the messages.
There are times when it works really well.
Yeah.
And there are other times when I can lie there for 45 minutes and nothing much happens.
Wow. So your body just doesn't want to listen that day. Says, no, I'm not doing this.
Just goes, no, there's too much pain going on right now. All I'm going to think about. And it won't actually do what I want it to do.
Wow.
But, yeah, sometimes you just got to go, well, today's not the time to do that.
Mm.
And I have the same when I'm having, a session with Nina. Sometimes things will happen and you can move that. And other times we try that again next week. And there's no movement whatsoever.
Oh, the frustration.
So it's fascinating, which is why we were talking off air earlier. I'm fascinated by neuroplasticity and that kind of thing. And I would love to get into a study.
Yeah, so if you're out there and you are involved in neuroscience, then, you have got a perfect candidate here.
I have lots of what we call kind of cross wires things going on where you can move my left foot and it makes my right pinky hurt.
Wow.
And weird things like that.
You would be fascinating to study.
Nina and I have lots of laughs about that every couple of weeks when she and I have sessions together, and we often try and figure out how the wiring works from the outside, but I'd like to know from the inside.
That's what I love about this program, Amy, is the fact that we get to actually hear, the real application of how real life experience with the guests that we have, who have wonderful things to share, like Dr. Wildman today talking about Feldenkrais. But you've actually used this.
Yeah.
You actually,
And I'm fairly cynical. I was as skeptical as they come when I first heard about it. But I love it.
There's just so much more out there, isn't there? Feldenkrais is just one.
There's room for all sorts. I still do conventional physio every now and again, and I have massage and all sorts of different things. So you don't need to just do one thing. You can use all sorts of things. And to answer our listener's question, yes, it's perfectly adaptable to people of any ability and any needs. So get on to the lovely Goggle and see what you can find out.
Yep.
Because there'll be someone out there that can help you.
Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.